And again, good evening, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center in Fall City on the campus of Sighart School. We are ready to get our boys' basketball game underway here in just a little bit. Fall City Sighart hosting the Sterling Jets. The girls' game went the way of the Lady Irish tonight. 36-20 was the final score. The boys, well, we'll see what happens here in this one as Sighart and Sterling get their seasons underway. A little more even keel here. Sterling girls, we said they only had 8 suited up for varsity, 6 of them were seniors. For the boys game, we got a lot of players. Well, we got a lot more for Sighart. I think what Coach Zach Lemke sent me, they're going to have 9 suited up for this game. They've got more players than that, but he sent me a list of 9 varsity players, so we'll see if that's fact what they come with. Right. Coach Doug Galton, he can shoot 15. That's what he's going to shoot tonight for this game, as the Irish are looking to see who steps up to play with the 3 returning senior starters this year. We'll take a look at the starting lineup between Sighart and Sterling after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City. Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Fall City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
You are listening to KTNC, AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Rural Activity Center, let's take a look at the starting lineup for Coach Zach Lemke. His Jets tonight. Starting 5 will be 6-foot sophomore Brody Horstman, a 6-foot-5 freshman Owen Ewer, 5-foot-11 senior Wyatt Rappy, 6-foot-2 junior Colin Wamble, and a 6-foot-3 sophomore Dean Wallman. Wallman, the other starter tonight for the Sterling Jets in this ball game. Looking at the starters, Coach Doug Gold tonight is Sighart Irish. 5'11 sophomore Cole Taft in the lineup. 6'2 senior Jack Stice. 5'9 sophomore Brendan Lemeron. 6'4 senior Joe Simon. And 6'1 senior James Freshel. Simon, Freshel, and Stice, all starters last year for the Irish. Last year's squad finished up the year with a good record in their trip to the state tournament for Sighart last year. Came up short, losing to the state champions the second straight year last year to Parkview. at the state tournament. The Irish went 18-9 last year. Coach Doug Gold's now 736 career wins at high school basketball, the most ever in the state of Nebraska. Ongoing record every time the Irish win. Coach Gold's record extended. We'll take another 90-second break. This time they're going to do the starting lineup. We'll take a 90-second break and be back on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jim's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, they are introducing the starting lineup to the crowd here tonight at the Rural Activity Center. Jets being introduced first.
The Jets reported by Zach Gunther. By
Jets dressed in their maroon here tonight. Trimmed in yellow.
Number three, a 5'11"
Sagan Hart. And at home tonight in the white.
Number 11, a 6'2" senior, Jack Stein. Number 13, a 5'9"
As we get ready here.
Number 23, a 6'4" senior, Joe Simon.
Starters introduced here.
Number 35, a 6'1"
for the Jets, and now
James
for the Texas. Irish. And we'll be ready to go. Stepping into the center circle for the Jets to jump it up there. It's going to be Owen Ewer, 6'5" freshman. Joe Simon, a 6'4" senior, will jump it up for the Irish.
Gentlemen, welcome to the rack.
Sayhart will go right to left towards the west basket here in quarter number one tonight. And the Irish control the tip. It ends up in the hand of Cole Tapp. And he'll get the ball back now to Brendan Lemeron. Lemeron off the right side to Tapp. Tapp looking now to Freshel. Looks like the Jets are zoned up here. Might be a good idea to make the Irish shoot. You know they're going to try to get the ball into Simon. Coming off the right side with it. Tapp to the free throw circle, right side. Now back out top to Lemeron. Lemeron goes back now inside to Simon, up off the glass for the first two of the season. Goes Simon with two for the Irish. To start the season off, Sayhart up 2-0. The other way we go, Ewer with the basketball. Underneath they go, and a miss, a follow-up, and a second offensive rebound for Dana Vollman. Two offensive rebounds. He got fouled on the second putback attempt. The foul will go on Jack Stice. His first and the first foul of the half quarter on the Irish. Volman will try to tie it here at the free throw line. Up, first one, off the back, no good. Jet girls only got three free throw attempts in the girls' game. Volman ready again. 6'3", sophomore, sets, fires, and short off the front, and the rebound is grabbed up by Wamble. Wamble gets the ball away now to Brady Horseman. Horseman will dribble out. He'll look for somebody to pass it to, and now finally gets the ball away to Wamble again. Sagan Hart playing man-to-man defense. Get the ball off on the right side. Getting loose momentarily with Ewer. Ewer will hold. Now he'll go down on the right side. Inside Wambold on the block. Shot blocked by Simon out of bounds. Coming over to help out. Simon with the block. His first. From the baseline, the Jets bring it in. Kenny inside. Running the game at Horseman. Rebound shot up, no good. Rebound grabbed by Joe Simon. He'll bring it all the way up the floor himself, draw the crowd. Out to Stice, three ball in and out, no good. Weak side rebound grabbed up by Cole Taft. Taft dribbles in, double team, back out to Stice for three again, up and in and out, no. Rebound to Freshel, and the putback is good. James Freshel. That's kind of the strength of his game right there. Kind of hang around under that basket. Pick up those offensive rebounds, get some easy buckets. Get some steals, do the dirty work. Here's a pass, misfired, taken away. Lemeron all the way in, left hand, got her to go. Lemeron with the steal and the bucket. Quickly, 6-0, save their heart. 2 minutes gone by in this boys' game. Horseman to the front, passes off Wimble. Wimble will throw underneath, the ball knocked away, out of bounds by the Irish. So now inbounding, Brody Horseman from the baseline. Gets the ball from the official. Looking, comes in, and a quick three ball up off the mark. No good by Uher. Rebound again by Simon. Up the floor, Stice. Left side, Lemeron, three ball, corner pocket. No good. Rebound, Simon, and he turned it over. Tried to kick it back out there to Lemeron. It was stolen away. And the Irish come from behind, knock it away, steal it back. Stice ends up with the basketball. Over to Taft. Cole will look. He'll flop it over the top. A lob to Lemeron. Beyond the three-point line, Stice. He'll go inside to Simon. They come from behind. His bounce pass, a little too strong. Freshel couldn't corral it. And it will be Jets basketball. So a couple of turnovers by the Irish here in the early going. Up the floor now. The basketball comes Wambold. He'll get the ball off Ewer. Ewer and back to Wambold. Left side key, or excuse me, elbow. And a hand-checking foul on the Irish. This one's going to go, I believe, on Stice. Yep. Jack Stice. He's picked up two quick ones. Stice has two quick fouls on the Irish. They can't afford that. Two on him, two in the quarter. 5:03 to go in the first period. No move by the Irish for a sub. Stice will have to play smart ball now, which is what Doug Gould expects out of his players all the time, especially seniors. And Stice jumps the steal, gets the steal, throws it ahead up the floor. Lemeron couldn't make a clean catch. Out to Taft. He'll give it back to Stice. Stice with the ball. The Taft again, skip it over to Lemeron on the right side elbow. Looking for Simon. Can't get the ball back to Stice. Dribbles in, spins away, tap, left-hand three-ball corner, up, no good. Simon, the weak side, rebound again. He's already got four boards here. Stice, tap, driving the baseline from the left, kicks it out to Lemeron, sets up for three, off the back, no. Guess who got the rebound? Simon's got five already. We haven't played 4 minutes. With the basketball, tap, left side for Stice, into Simon. Double teamed by two much shorter guys. Shot short, no good. Rebound and a putback again by James Freshel. And it's 8-0. The Irish have the lead. Timeout Jets. We're back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4:14 to go in the first quarter. Sagan Hart 8. The Jets looking to get on the board here yet tonight in the first period. Little token pressure by the Irish. Picked up hard at midcourt. Lemeron on Wambold. Now a double team as he comes cross court with Stice. Throw it across court to Ewer. who are in the middle. Simon with the block. Simon with the takeaway. Simon went in. Did he double dribble? Yeah, he did. The trailing referee didn't see it, but the guy underneath did see it. Simon's getting set up to go for the dunk. He got both hands on the ball at one time before he was able to get that last dribble in and need it. So here come the Jets with the ball up the floor. Stepping between defenders is Coor. Coor gets the ball away. Now to Wamble. They need somebody to move. They're standing still. It's going to be a 5-second call. He got rid of it just in time. Bowman with it, and right back he goes to Wamble. Down to the left corner with the ball now, Rathi. Rathi looks against the tight man-to-man defense by the Irish. Lob it inside. It goes to Simon. He jumps up and gets the steal. Ahead it goes, and a layup by Taft. Won't go, but a whistle and a foul. The official comes our way. We're up here on the second deck. Foul will go on Colin Wamble. His first team foul, number one. And at the line is sophomore Cole Taft. Taft gets ready, sets, fires. The lefty, too strong, won't go. He'll get another one here. Final for Mound City. Southfold beat Rockport in the boys' third place game, 54-48 tonight. Good game there. Girls' championship coming up. LeBlanc and Mound City, the top two seeds in the tournament. Free throw is good for Taft. It's 9-0 Sacred Heart. 3:20 to play. Here's a pass tipped by Lemeron. Two Jets collide, but they end up with the basketball. That's Doer with it. Doer fending off with the elbow. Stice knocked the ball loose. It ends up going out of bounds. Jet ball in front of their own bench here with 3:08 to go in quarter number one. Jets with the ball back and across midcourt. Take the ball forward again. Now they got it to Doer. Doer's pass knocked away, stolen. Stice run out layup with the left hand at the other end. His second steal. And gets the bucket. It's 11-0 Sacred Heart. And the Jets turned it over on the inbound. I looked down to write my score book, and they stepped inbound before they got rid of the basketball. And the Irish get it back with an 11-0 lead. Into Taft. Wanted to shoot it. They came to him too quick. Lemeron comes in, gets it back. He'll work the ball out top. Taft with it, holds. Cross court. Freshel for three on the rim. No. Rebound brought down, and now fight for it, scrambled. And into the game is Cooper Kanabe, a 6'2 sophomore. Kanabe couldn't get the handle on the basketball. It got away from him out of bounds. It'll be Jets ball with 2.5 to play. First quarter, Lemeron causing all kinds of havoc. Here's the ball knocked loose. Kanabe for the takeaway ahead. Now it is Freshel, and the defender falls down on his back, as Freshel stopped, got his man in the air, and he leaned over, and the defender came down on top of him. That was Owen Doer, his first team foul, number two. Doer with it, ready. Now it is Lemeron with it, back out to Taft. Down around into Simon, double teamed, he splits. Goes up, shoots it, no good. Rebound to Horstman. Horstman up the floor on the left side. Lost a tap for the takeaway. Throws ahead. Lemeron runs it down. Can't quite catch up with it. Does catch up. He can't get a shot off. He'll give it back to the trailing James Freshel. Simon fighting for the rebound. They hooked his arm. Ball went out of bounds, and they're going to say that's Jets basketball? That's what they said. No foul called. So the Jets have it. Down 11-0, 1:45 to go. And nearly a travel by Horstman. Double teamed by the Irish, and Coach Zach Lemke calls a timeout to save a possession. Minute 41 to go in the first, 11-0, the Irish lead. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Shake Heart 11. The Sterling Jets 0 here in this first quarter tonight. Girls game went to the Irish 36-20 tonight. Syracuse goes to Falls City earlier tonight up at Syracuse. It's Jets basketball at midcourt. And we're ready to get underway here. And they misfired on the inbound. It's taken away by Freshel. Ahead to Taft. Layup. Good. Taft with the first field goal. Steal by Freshel. His first. Freshel also gets an assist on the play. Holy cow. Here to steal by Simon. Simon up the floor the other way. He'll stop on the three-point line on the left wing. Give the ball to Freshel. In the middle with it, Kanavi back out to Freshel, moving right, stops. Inside Simon, left block, and he'll fire across. Taft not able to get up the ladder far enough to save it, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Jet ball with a minute six to go in the quarter. In the backcourt, pressure, the ball's loose. Who's got it? Lemeron, it's going like a pinball. Freshel ends up with the basketball again in the paint. Four defenders around him, out to Kanavi and back to Lemeron. 48 seconds to go in the quarter. The Irish set the offense here. High post Kanavi, low post is Simon. Taft, cross court, Lemeron. Lemeron, left side, Freshel. On the baseline, over Taft, sets up for three, too strong. From behind, the rebound by Freshel, but he's over the back. So James Freshel, his first team foul number three on Sacred Heart. 30 seconds to go in the period. Inbounding the ball will be the Jets. Get the ball to Horseman. He'll take it back to Wamble. Now to the front court, Thur. Thur got trapped, 19 on the clock. Throws the ball, Simon knocks away. It goes right back to Ure. And now out to Horseman. Thought about a three, thought better of it. Now he'll shoot it after he passes it off on the rim. No. Rebound to Simon. The bodies bounce off of Joe Simon. He grabs his sixth board in the first quarter. Taft at the buzzer for three. Too strong. After one, it's Sacred Heart 13. Sterling Jets 0. Nowhere to go but up for the Jets to start the season. We'll be back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert & Dunn LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and plan the best plan for you. Halbert & Dunn provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert & Dunn, LLC, in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
13-0. The Irish with the lead here after one quarter play. Jets basketball. Husker volleyball team leading two sets to none in their opening round of the NCAA tournament. Tap, good for the steal. Cole with it all the way, left hand up. No good. Follow up again by Freshel. That was pretty close to being a goaltend. They got a hand up there when Tap put the ball on the backboard. It looked like he might have been goaltending, but instead Frost got the rebound. Here to drive and a bucket as Brody Horseman gets by Simon, is able to scoop it off the glass for the first two of the night for the Jets. And at the other end, Clay Taft with a 2-3-pointer. Up, steal by Lemeron and a reverse layup. Lemeron with the reverse layup. And here's Taft, nearly got another steal. Taft made a three-point. Here's a steal by Lemeron. He'll take it back out top. And now across it goes. Stice with a runner on the left side to the right hand. Up and good. Turnovers are a problem for the Jets, and they're down by 20. To the front, Horseman picked up his dribble. They haven't been able to get it across main court. Now they do. The Ewer. And now back to Horseman. The Irish are playing a stifling defense here in this early going. Take the ball across court to Wyatt Rathy. He hasn't had the ball in his hands very often. Now he passes off, gets it back. Down low on the baseline, Ewer. Back out to the top to Horseman. Around the Irish zone defense here. Free throw circle and back out it goes to Wambold. Cross court, Rathy holding it, looking. Skips it across the right side and Taft went for the steal, came up empty. But now Freshel will get it on the cross court pass. Driving in all the way, right hand, too fast. Couldn't come up with the bucket. Three steals already for Freshel. Three rebounds and 6 points. Horseman for three. Simon got a piece of it. Coming down to Stice. And it's tipped away by the Jets out of bounds. So Simon with his second block shot. He's got three steals and 6 rebounds already. Simon will sit. Taft will sit. Cooper Kanabe back in the ball game for the Irish. And let's see. Also in there now is Kyle Sipple, a 5'10 sophomore. Freshel with it to Sipple. Cross court. Lemeron with it, holding it, looking. Back over to Sipple. He's open. He throws underneath for Kanabe. Didn't get it through there. Stolen away. Good anticipation by Wambold that time. Oh, there's got to be a foul there. Sipple ends up on the deck on his seat. No foul either way. Freshel with the takeaway in the lane. Spin shoot. Again. Freshel with 4 steals at the other end. 24-2 the Irish lead. The lead is 22 now. Here's a ball to the front court by the Jets. Leave it back. Horseman off the right side. Hands the ball away. Now in the middle, shot up, off the rim, no good. Shot up there by Wambold. Rebound brought down by Freshel. James having a big night here in the early going. 4:40 to play, first half. 24-2, the Irish lead it. Out top, Stice with it. Stice over to Lemeron to the right side, down in the corner to Freshel. Back out to the top. Lemeron holds it, skips it over here to the near right side. Sipple, a tray on the way, off the mark. Stice spiked it down, then able to run it down, gets it away to Lemeron. Freshel with it, and timeout called by Sagan. Coach Doug Gould with 4:17 to go. We will be back after this 30-second break on KTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmansFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Just past the top of the hour, you are listening to KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM in Falls City, Nebraska. John Nix along with you here. Ernst Wisdom back in the studio, keeping control of things. All the games on the World Wide Web at MSCSports.net. Hit that listen live button. Drop down box, pick KTNC. Everybody lines up sideline along the baseline for the Irish. Simon inside, and a nice little hook pass underneath to Kanabe. Cooper Kanabe with two. Joe Simon with the assist. And now it's the Irish by 24, and the Jet who nearly turned it away. Into the game is Colin Kinney, a 5'11 senior for the Jets now. And they come down the floor. They try to go cross-court to Horseman. He was cutting down. The ball went to the top, and the ball sails out of bounds. The Irish make a catch on the bench. Up the floor with the basketball. Now comes Lemeron, and he'll lob it ahead for Simon. He made the catch and the paint. Now it comes down. What do we got here? A whistle and a foul apparently going to be called here. 0-0. The foul on Colin Kinney. His first. Team foul number one of the quarter on the Jets. Inbounding will be Lemeron looking. Gets it in there to Sipple. Back out top. Stice coming out to the baseline now and taking around Stice again. Cross court, Lemeron, three ball, left side of the circle, up, no good. Well, it went in. It hit the rim, it went straight up, it hit the support above the backboard, and then it fell through the hole. 26-2, Sagan Hart with the lead, the Jets with the basketball. 3:25 to play in the first half. Lead is 24 for the Irish. Set shot for three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Kanabe had it. Now we're going to have a held ball. That will go to the Irish. Kanabe ends up getting the Irish the basketball. Lemeron to the front. Passes cross court now. Gets it right back. Looking for the lob to Simon. Gets it to him. Shoots it. Can't get it. Second shot up and good. Simon with just his second field goal. He's got seven rebounds. Seems like he has more than that, but he doesn't. And this time, the Jets do a good job breaking the pressure. Shoot it over Simon. No, but we got a whistle and a foul on Lemeron as they went by. Brendan picks up his first. Team foul number one of the quarter on the Irish. And now inbounding the basketball, Wyatt Rassie from the baseline. And they miss fire. Stice, I think, got a hand on it. Ricochets off of a Jets player, and the Irish get it back. 28-2, the lead. It could hard. 2:40 to go in the first half. Simon, they're playing in front of him. He's looking to go that back door play about every time. Now it's over where Sipple. Now high post to Stice, spin to the free throw circle, out to Sipple for three. On the rim, no. Simon with yet another rebound. Simon dribbles it out toward the top of the key on the left side, maybe the right side. Now they'll hook the pass inside for Simon. It went off a Jet, then off of Simon, out of bounds. Turnover by the Irish with 2:16 to go. First half action. Out comes Skinny, in comes Owen Ewer again for the Jets. If I'm pronouncing that wrong, I apologize. I've always seen that name as Uher in the past. They told us at the score table it was Ewer. Oh, we'll go, okay. I know Uhers, but they said it's Ewer. So that's what we're going with. So I hear it differently. To the front court with the ball. Horseman passes off, gets the ball away to Raffy. Raffy dribbles back the other way. Coming around to the right side, looks, skips the ball over to the left side now to Wambold. And he'll skip it into the crowd on the far side. Nobody was going to catch that one. No chance. Well, but apparently they threw it right into somebody's drink. They either got it into the drink or the popcorn and or both. Oh, no. Even worse, it was nachos. So we have a nacho ball we're playing with now. Guys, just sitting there minding his own business, having a little shot of nachos, and here comes a basketball right in the hot cheese. All right, we'll go the other way. With it will be Stice swinging around Taft to Simon, right side, baseline, skips it over the top. Stice fakes right, goes left, pull-up jumper, good from the left baseline. Jack Stice with six now in the ball game. The Irish up by 28 now. in the front we go, and here come the Jets the other way. Uhr with it. Has the ball off to Raffy. He'll work the ball back to the midcourt circle. Give the ball away to Wamble. The Irish defense has been outstanding. They've only given up one field goal so far. The Jets just can't get it inside at all. They shoot it for three. That was Horseman. Can't connect. The ball goes out of bounds off of a Jet. In for the Irish, Gavin Clow, a 5'10 junior. Who all snuck in there on me? Trey Studheit. Trey Studheit, 6'2 freshman in there. I'll get a lot of new players on this Irish team. I got to figure them out. With it, Lemron, sophomore, point guard starter over to Taft, his running mate in the backcourt, now Simon. They play catch against the 2-1-2. Three-pointer off the mark, too strong. Simon with the loose ball rebound off the miss by Clout. He'll give it to Taft. He'll go down to the baseline, back to Simon, driving in. Down low, looks against a triple team, gets it out to Lemron for three, around the rim, no. Simon tipped it, couldn't get it. I got Simon at 9 rebounds already. 20 seconds left in the first half. Horseman now inside. Uhr with it. Shoots on the rim. No. There's rebound number 10 for Joe Simon in this first half. Sighart up by 28. Ahead they go. Taft, 3 on the clock. Over to Lemron at the buzzer. 3 ball off the rim. No. And that will end the first half. It's Fall City's Sighart, 30. And the Sterling Jets, 30-2 after one half. Back after this 2-minute break of the halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College on KTNC.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Whether you're looking to save for a rainy day or retirement, Frontier Bank has you covered with a variety of investment options. Currently in for a promotional rate of 5.25 APY on a 7-month or 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Stop in or visit frontier.bank for more information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-3475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at halftime, we're 30-2. The Irish have the lead at halftime. Our halftime set brought to you by Highland Community College. HCC, it's close to home, yet it's far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. First half scoring wrap for Sterling, 2 points. Brody Horseman made a two-pointer in the second quarter after the Jets were shut out in the first period. And that's it. Jets are off to a rough start against a very stout defense here in the first half night. Played by Sighart, 2-0, your score, or just 2 points for the Jets so far. They are 0-2 at the free throw line. For the Irish in the first half, Cole Taft had 6 points, including a three-pointer. Jack Stice has 6. Brendan Lemmer on 4. Joe Simon with 4. 8 for James Freshel. Russell scored all those either on offensive rebounds or steals and runouts so far in this ball game. Sagan Hart at the free throw line in the first half, 1-for-2. 1-for-2 is where the Irish are at in the first half. We've not had a lot of foul shots so far in this ball game. And the game, like I said, the Irish are playing well on defense. They're not up to mid-season form yet on offense, but still they got 30 points on the board and lead by 28 here at halftime. Our first half stats brought to you by Highland Community College, HCC. It's close to home. It's far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll check in on the weather, then hear from our sponsors. Be back with second-half action on KTNC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is your Classic Hit Station, KTNC Falls City, and meteorology meteorologist Michael Gowder. We'll have partly cloudy skies this evening with a low around 21, winds will be out of the west up to 5 miles an hour. There's slight chances for both rain and snow Saturday with a high near 40 and a southeast wind up to 5. No slight chances for rain and snow continue Saturday night with a low around 25 and we'll have south-southwest wind around 5 miles an hour. We're done with precipitation by Sunday, leaving us with partly sunny skies and a high near 45. Sunday night will be mostly clear with a low around 22. Monday warms up to 49 with mostly sunny skies. Monday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 31. Tuesday looks similar to Monday, being sunny with a high near 48. Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 25. Wednesday warms up to 54 with mostly sunny skies. Wednesday night has a low around 36. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now it's 30 degrees.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents, American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hey, we welcome you back here to the Rowe Activity Center at halftime. The Irish leading the Sterling Jets by a score of 30-2. The Jets can't get on track offensively, having a devil of a time getting the ball inside the three-point line. The Irish playing that zone defense, and when they're not playing a little zone, they're playing a tight man-to-man. And they have done some pressure defense, and the Jets just have not been able to get into their offensive sets and do any damage. On the other hand, the Irish getting plenty of second chance opportunities. They've done a great job on the boards and shot the ball decently in the first half. Halftime scored Syracuse. Syracuse Rocket Boys lead the Fall City Tigers 37-13. Is your halftime score up at Syracuse tonight for the Tigers. Hopefully the Tigers get going in the right direction here in the second half tonight. Another team that's lost a good deal of senior leadership from last year and looking to get a whole bunch of young players going again for the Tigers this year. Ready to go. It's going to be Sterling Jet basketball. They will go right to left towards the west end here in the second half tonight. Bring the ball in the backcourt and tried to. Simon playing defense on the ball, and he slaps the ball out of bounds on the inbound. Simon at 6'4", jump a lot. The ball comes into the front court now for Horseman. He drives in, gets it into the paint, turn around in the lane, up, no good by Raffy, and another rebound for Simon. I'm going to run room for rebounds for him. And down the lane goes Freshel. He is tripped. Ow. Makes a fit. I think he turned his ankle. Yeah, he did. He's up, kind of working it off. He just called for traveling, but he got caught between two Jet defenders and went down to the floor and turned that ankle. And, you know, if you've ever done that, you know, it don't feel very good. Coming up the floor the other way we go with the basketball now. It'll be Colin Wamble with the ball. Shea Hart, man-to-man defense. Threshold struggling a little bit on defense here, trying to keep up with that ankle. Here's a jumper from the right side, no good. Rebound brought down by Wamble this time. He'll get it out of there to Ewer, and he'll shoot it and score. Owen Ewer with his first two of the ball game. That's 30-4. Take the ball in, half. Lemron, Simon out top. Joe moves the ball back over to Lemron on the right side. 2-1-2 zone. Really extending that out front are the Jets now. The Irish play catch with a lob over the top of it. Over it goes now to Taft. Now they'll lob it, skip pass. Stice inside to Simon, back and down between two or three defenders. And as he elevates for the shot, he is fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. Simon looked really, I mean, he was strong. He's really looking quick. Here, even compared to years past, he looks very quick here in this ball game. First foul of the quarter on the Jets. Simon at the line, free throw up and good. First trip to the line for Simon. He is 1-for-1 at the line in the ball game. Second one coming for the Irish senior on the way. Switches them both home, and it's 32-4. 28-point lead matches the biggest of the ball game for Sacred Heart. In the backcourt, Colin Wambold. Wambold works around to the top with the ball. Now gets it to Ewer. Ewer with it, moving right side, spins the paint, turnaround jumper off the rim. No. Simon with another rebound. ahead he goes to Stice. Stice spins into the free throw lane area. Stice out now to Taft. Three ball lefty on the rim. Won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Volman. Dane ahead to Horseman. Pass the right side to Wambold on the sideline. Works into the paint. Runs over the top of Taft. Spins, shoots, and he got her to go over Stice. So, Colin Wambold puts the ball in the hole. It's 32-6. Out on the left side. Take the ball. Simon, dribble drive. One hander, and it rolls across the flat iron. Couldn't connect, and the rebound coming down to Raffy. Raffy ahead up the floor now to Wambold. Wambold on the left side with the basketball. Uher with it. Moves left side to the left side baseline on the block. Spinning in. Did he double? Well, that was a combination double dribble travel that time. He was going to get called for 3 seconds, so he's heard to spin inside. And that was his second dribble. And he got an extra step or two in there. He had to do something. He didn't have a choice. Taft throws for the room paint. Nobody there but maroon jersey. Here's another steal by Freshall. He's got five of them. Three ball right side for Stice on the wing. Is up and good. Stice with nine. And the Irish are up by 29. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Dins Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dent has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dent's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dent's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
35-6, the Irish have their biggest lead of the ball game now at 29 points. Timeout on the floor here in the third quarter as we'll return to play here in a few moments. Sega Art doing most things well. Freshall looks like he's kind of shaking that turn of the ankle off a little bit, walking better now. Talking to Lemeron, saying, yeah, it still hurts. All right. Jet ball. Sega Hart showing some pressure. A 1-3-1 press here. Doug Jolt's working on everything right now. First game of the season, you got to work on a lot of stuff. Off the floor now. Stice guarding the ball. That is Wambold with it. Wambold goes to the left side, the wing. Back out. Horseman for three on the rim. Won't go. Simon comes down with another rebound. Now ahead, Stice, right elbow to Lemeron. He's going to load one up, fire it, and on the rim, no. Rebound, Volman. Volman with it, up the floor, tipped away from behind by Freshall. That, you know, every team needs that good pesky pest defender. That's Freshall. He's just after everything. Here's the ball bounced in. Stolen away. Taft coming from behind. Goes across to Simon. He went for the dunk. Oh, no foul. My goodness. He went for the foul. Went up. Grabbed the rim. The rim went halfway down to the floor. Contact. No whistle. And the ball ends up out of bounds. So the ball will belong to the Jets. 4:18 to play. Third period. Up the floor.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Say your heart while we had that little malfunction. The Irish got a three-pointer from Jack Stice to give him 12 points. The ball game is now 38-6. Irish up by 32. And the ball goes into the backcourt. The Jets come down with it. Off the floor comes Colin Wambold. He'll get away to Horseman for three on the left side of the circle. It's up in the field. So Horseman with the bucket. It's 38-9 now. Lemmer on right side. Stice feeling it. Three ball off the rim. Too strong. No good. Rebound to Wyatt Raffey. Raffey's pass stolen by Stice. Layup is good at the other end. He's got 14 now. The Irish have got a whole bushel basket full of steals in this ballgame. Now they're up 31 points. Now take the ball to the front court. And the ball tipped. Into the game for the Irish, Cooper Kanabe. He's in there along with Kyle Sipple for the Irish. Lemeron, Freshel, and Stice in the lineup for Sacred Heart. The Jets have brought into the ball game Anton Hosley, 5'10 senior. Take the ball to Volleman. Volleman off to Hosley with the basketball. He looks for help, gets the ball away now to Raffey. Now work at Raffey, right side. We got a whistle. We got a timeout by the Jets. They take the timeout, trailing 40-9, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
The attorneys at Halbert & Dunn, LLC, in southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trust, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert & Dunn, LLC in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Sacred Heart 40, the Jets 9. That's where we're at here in this ball game. Next week on the radio, more basketball for you. Friday night, Pixar Milligan Friend coming to Sacred Heart to take on the Irish. I'll have that game for you here on KTNC and a girl-boy doubleheader. 2 weeks from tonight, Fall City Sacred Heart on the road at Humboldt to take on HTRS. Sacred Heart will take on HTRS in 2 weeks. And then there'll be a Tri-County coming up on the 19th. That'll wrap up our coverage on this side of the new year. Hosley for two at the other end. No good. Offensive rebound and a putback for Horseman. Up and good. 40-11. The Irish with the lead. So it will be to the front court now with it. Freshel looking. Skips it over to Sipple. Back out to the top. Stice directing traffic. Sipple comes out, takes the ball. Cross-court Lemeron on the left side. They double him. He dribbles through it. Out it goes Sipple for three on the rim. No good. Kanabe had the rebound and got pushed for his effort. And a foul on the Jets. Foul on Wamble.
His second
foul of the quarter on the Jets. Simon back in. Freshel will sit here for the Irish for a minute 18 to go in the third. Lemeron looking, gets the ball in and out of Sipple. His bounce pass attempt back is kicked away. Stice will chase it down, bring it back up the floor to the referee. And the Irish will inbound on the far side. Stice will bring it in. Lemeron around to Sipple. Kanabe posted up on the right side. Simon on the left side. They're opposite sides of the block. And out into Simon. And he, oh, a nice pass underneath the Kanabe. Can't connect. Kind of lost the handle on the basketball as he went up that time. That was a beautiful pass by Simon. Ahead it goes. Layup by Horstman won't go. Rebound brought down by Raffy. His outlet to a teammate off the mark. Outbounds into the Irish crowd over there. Here comes Cole Taft back in for Sacred Heart. Also in for the Irish now, Gavin Clow once again. Hosleeb is out. Colin Kinney in for the Jets. Horstman is also out. And I think back in there is Uair. 46 seconds to go in the third. Off the floor, Taft comes across the floor to the near side to Clow. The Irish go left to right toward the east bucket here in the second half. Trapped in the corner, getting it out of there is Sipple. Jets went for a steal, came up empty. Now over to Taft. Taft underneath to Kanabe, led him too far, out of bounds, and the Jets get the ball. Jets ball. 25 seconds to go in the third. Sacred Heart with a 29-point advantage here. Up the floor with it. Uair with it. 13 on the clock. Now Kinney. Dribbles, goes over to Raffy. 9 on the clock. Raffy with a bounce pass down low. Wamble with a drive and a scoop, and he gets called for traveling with 4 seconds to go in the quarter. So Kanabe will trigger. Where's he going to look? They got a defender back with Taft. He'll take the ball up the floor, fires from the volleyball line, and just off the mark, no good. After three, it's Sacred Heart 40 and the Sterling Jets 11. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Julie Sada, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back Thorough Activity Center in Falls City. Sacred boys leading 40-11 over the Sterling Jets. Sacred girls won tonight 36-20 over the Jet girls. Over at Mound City, the 65th annual Mound City Invitational Basketball Tournament go on here. The three-pointer by Stice on the mark. No good. Off the mark, I should say. Rebound comes down the hands of the Jets at halftime. St. Joe LeBlanc leading Mound City 21-18 in that girls' championship. That's the top two seeds in that tournament going at it in the finals tonight. Jets basketball as the ball got loose out of bounds, knocked away by the Irish. To the front court comes Colin Wambold. Holds it. He looks. He gets the ball away to Uair. Uair holds it. Holds it. Holds it. Now looks left side to Raffy. Back out to the top against that Sacred Heart defense. Been very stifling tonight for the most part. Jets got 9 points in the third quarter. They've only got 11 though over the game. Here's a little 15-foot jumper from the right side by Ballman. Ballman with his first two of the night. It's 40-13. Stice, right corner. Out to Lemeron. Lemeron to Stice. Inside to Taft. Back out to Simon beyond the three-point line. Stice will load up, fire for three off the glass. No good. Taft with the rebound. Freshel headed down to play defense. Back out to Stice for a triple on the mark, or off the mark again. Excuse me, no good. Simon the rebound. He'll bring it out of there to his teammate. That's 15 rebounds for Simon. Hasn't scored a lot tonight. 6 points, just a couple of field goals, but he has controlled the boards. The other end, Taft, three ball left side. No, Simon, another rebound up and got it on the putback. Simon's got 8 points. I've got him for 16 rebounds, three steals, and a couple of blocks tonight. At the other end, that's Brody Horseman with the basketball. Passes off, gets it right back, skips it over to the right side for Ballman. Ballman's pass inside, knocked away by the Irish, out of bounds. So inbounding will be the Sterling Jets. It comes into Uher. Double team, gets it down in the corner again to Ballman. To the high post, back it in, kicking it out of their wham bolt to Uher. And now back, it's a steal by Simon. Simon goes and gives the ball up for tap. He runs down the left side of the lane, tried to shoot it up over the defense, and got fouled. Horseman with the foul. His first foul of the quarter. Sacred Heart has not committed a foul yet this half. Taft free throw on the way up and good. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 2 for 3 at the line now. Sophomore gets set. Second one on the way in and out. No good. Rebound to Freshel. Out of there to Simon. Simon to Stice. Now back to Taft. Out on the right side. Over to Lemeron. Inside Simon. He'll kick it back out to Taft. He'll go into the paint. Bounce pass down from the right side of the lane to the left side. Simon lays it up and in. He's in double figures now. 45-13. Taft with the assist there for Sacred Heart. Lemeron knocks the ball loose in the backcourt. Now it's Horseman to the front court. Lemeron steals it. Lemeron going all the way in with a layup, and he gets it, but Simon gets a rebound and a putback. Simon all of a sudden has a dozen points, 6 in the quarter. Here's a ball knocked away by Stice. Freshel ends up with it, a layup at the other end. A steal for Stice. The bucket for Freshel. He's in double figures with 10. It's 49-13. Timeout, Sterling. 4:53 to go in the ball game, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTSA.
It's often been said, if you really want to know what's going on, just follow the money. When you bank with us, you can see how your money grows our local economy. Let's say a local store owner deposits his weekly revenues. Then a family needs a loan for a new car. The car salesman gets commission so he can keep saving for his kids' college. This chain is called the local economy. We don't break this chain. We keep your money working right here in the community.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. 49-13. Sacred Heart leading. 4:52 to go here in the ball game. Irish going for a sweep tonight. The girls won. Here's a block shot by Simon. Put up there by Womble. And coming down with it will be Freshel. And back out top of the basketball now will be Stice. Stice to Lemeron to Taft. In the corner, Stice thought about it, didn't. Back over Lemeron for three. It's up, it's down from the right side of the circle. Lemeron's got 7. Doug Gold says, okay, boys, 5 more of you go in here. On the right side of the basketball, Owen Uher with it. Horseman goes inside to Wamble, drives in, back out Horseman. That set shot for 3 on the left side is good. He's got 10. 10 of their 16 at the other end. 3 for Stice. Won't go. Freshel grabbed it. Tried to save it from going out of bounds. He jumped up in the air. It goes to the Jets. And now with the basketball, it will be Wamble. Free throw line out on the right side. 2-pointer up short. No good. Too long for Bowman. And the ball's out of bounds. It'll belong to Sacred Heart, it looks like. And here come 5 new Irish players. Hayden Clowell back in the ball game again. Back in is Cooper Canavi. Back in is Kyle Sipple. Alex Madsen in the ball game for Sacred Heart. And Gavin Tau in there as well for the Irish. checking in for the Jets, Anton Hosslieb. He's back in there. And now to the front court for the Irish, Hayden Clow. Off to Kanavi. Sipple, fast tip. Gets through there to Clow. Picking it up. Now to the right side, it goes to Gavin Clow. He'll go back out to the top to Hayden Clow. He'll fire a triple. Off the rim, no. And the rebound grabbed up by Alex Madsen. Back it comes to Hayden Clow. Off the left side to Sipple. Double team. Needs help. Looks. Spins. Had it knocked away. Now he gets it back away to Hayden Clow on the right side. Clow looking. Hayden Clow to Gavin. Back. Working the ball. Sipple with it. Under 3 minutes to go in this one. To the right side we go again. Swinging the ball around. Side to side. Cross court. Shot of the way. 10-footer. No good by Gavin Clow. Rebound brought out of there by Madsen. And we've got a whistle and a traveling violation against the Irish. 52-16 is our score. The Irish with the lead. Ball comes in and up the floor with it comes Horstman. Horstman to the front. Off the right side to Uher. Uher holds, looks. Dribbles around. Now Horstman again. High post with it to Wambold down the lane. Right hand up. No good. Rebound picked up by Alex Madsen. He'll get it away out of the perimeter to Hayden Clow. Hayden Clow to the front. Off to Madsen. Madsen with a hook pass down on the left side now to Gavin Clow. Back to Madsen and now to Sipple at the top. Beyond the line, he'll give it up there for Hayden Clow. Works from the right to the left. Down to Gavin Clow. Three ball, too strong. Weak side rebound. Now back inside Kanavi. The rebound grabbed up by Sipple. He went back into Kanavi, who got fouled on the shot attempt. That will go to the line to shoot two. Kanavi with 2 points in the game. Foul on Anton Hosslieb, his first. He fouled number two of the quarter. Free throw will not go. He'll get one more here. Second free throw coming for the Irish sophomore. It's up. It's good. He's got three in the ball game now. All right, to the front court with 1:50 to go, and Kanavi with the steal. His outlet knocked loose. The Jets end up with it, and Kanavi knocks it away again. The Jets, they touched it last year. Very good. Get it. It's going to be backcourt, and it is. But you don't want to let the Irish go get that thing. They'll get an easy layup, and that'll be all over.
Like that, all the
so it is Irish ball underneath their own basket with 97 seconds to go.
And not on the floor.
Inside, now outside, it goes to Sipple. Swinging around across to Gavin Clow for two, and he banks it in, and he got fouled. Gavin Clow with the bucket. And one. Foul is on.
That was good by Gavin Clow. He'll shoot one.
They had a player in there on me. Let's see. Okay, free throw is up. Free throw is good by Gavin Clow. No, I don't know. They put the foul on 40, but they don't have a 40. So that's going to be interesting. Here to drive, no good. Ball is loose. We got a foul, and to the free throw line will be Wambold for the first time tonight.
Cooper Kanavi with the foul.
So, free throw up. Free throw good for Wambold. Cooper Kanavi with the foul, his first of the ball game. Sipple comes out, replaced lineup by Connor Nelson for the Irish. Free throw up and good again. Wambold hits them both. 55-18, the Irish with the lead. Kanavi down to the left corner, 15-footer up and good by Powell. He's got five here in the late going.
1 minute. Play the ball game.
Up the floor we go with under a minute. Sterling with the ball. holding it. Give the ball up now for Uehr. And down it goes, Horseman. He'll fire. Too strong. Weak side rebound brought down by Uehr. He can't connect. Wamble the rebound. Up, down, and a foul. Have a chance at a three-point play here. Wamble now with six in the game. Looking for seven. Cooper Canavi with his second foul of the ball game. Second foul of the quarter on the Irish. Free throw no good. Rebound Canavi. Canavi brings it out of there. He'll get the ball away to Gavin Plow. Now it's Gavin Plow. He'll move up. He'll fire a high arcing shot off the rim. No good. Rebound. We got a tackle. No call. The Irish end up with the basketball. 20 seconds to go. Let him go a little bit now. Here is Hayden Plow. The shot up. No. Hot potato rebound picked off by Hosslead. His outlet stolen by the Irish, taken by Madsen. And now the ball goes to Madsen. He shoots it. He can't connect. And now at the buzzer, no good by the Jets. The final score, Sacred Heart 58 and the Sterling Jets 20. We'll be back and wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on KTFC.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the rack, Sacred Heart takes two from the Sterling Jets. Our final stats brought to you tonight by Highland Community College. HCC is close to home yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Also, our game brought to you by Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. Also serving you from five locations in Northeast Kansas. And our final number brought to you tonight by Farm Bureau Services of Falls City and Auburn. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. Final scoring in the boys' game tonight for the Sterling Jets. They are led by Brody Horseman. He had 10 in the ball game. Six for Colin Wambold and two each for Owen Uehr and Dane Volleman in the ballgame tonight for the Jets, who are 0-1 on the year. For Sacred Heart tonight, leading scorer is Jack Stice, the 14 tonight. Jack had 14 points in the ballgame. Joe Simon was next with a dozen points to go along with what I had, 17 rebounds, four steals, and three blocks in the ballgame. James Freshel had 10 points. I had him at 5 steals and 5 rebounds. 5 points for Gavin Clow off the bench. 3 for Cooper Canavi. 7 tonight for Brendan Lemeron, his first varsity start. And Cole Taft got his first start tonight. He also scored 7 points in the ball game. Your final score, Sacred Heart 58 and Sterling 20. In the girls game, Sacred Heart wins it 36-20. The Irish led by Gentry Lechtenberg with 17 tonight. Lauren Harms led the Sterling Jets with 10. So again, your final score, 58-20, the Irish boys win, and 36-20, the Lady Irish win tonight here at the Rowe Activity Center. We'll have Irish basketball on KTNC again next Friday night when Extra Milligan Friend comes calling on the Irish. Well, that's going to wrap it up from here tonight. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.
No. Nowhere in the world.
closer.